Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ham Mim as Sajda. Now, primarily, there's just one narrative which is reported in this regard, and it is found in Al Wahidi's tafsir, which is called Al Wasit. Now, this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and it is narrated by Abu Ubayy ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words of this narrative are: "When Qara Surah as Sajda, A'atahu Allah bi kulli harfin ashra hasanatin." Which means that a person who recites Surah Sajda, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds for every word or for every letter that he read in this surah. Now, as I said earlier on, this narrative is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the reason perhaps for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following information to tell us vis-a-vis his personality. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and he also says that he is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matrug, he is abandoned. And another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says that he is Sa'iful Hadith Chittan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he is Qazzal, that he is a great liar. So we can clearly see that the reason why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. All in all, the best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that can best be achieved if we read the surah by understanding it, by reading with a good translation, by understanding its message, and by communicating its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات